You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The dance step, bends it around to full forward, he needs to bounce, the bump, supreme, around the body, you are joking, just like that.
The 2024 Toyota AFL Premiership season.
Brioli out of the back, Sola one way, cut back, the shimmy of the shake of the mate, he did it all. Steps around the body, two goals in this quarter.
Every game, every week.
To Bailey, in the pocket, and kicks one of the great grand final goals!
This is the most beautiful game in the world we're watching. You just can't take your eyes off it.
Majacek in the front, Gardner knocked it away, Nick Dacos, lightning hands, here's the Ngoi moment, he unloads, bang! You need your stars! Stars just went and wrenched the cup back.
For 4-20 Pies, Australia's original fan food. Welcome to AFL Nation.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to AFL Nation. The Good Friday Super Clash was first launched back in 2017. North Melbourne and Carlton to go head-to-head under the roof here at Marvel Stadium this afternoon. To think once upon a time we didn't have football on Good Friday. And Good Friday is certainly the focus, the Royal Children's Hospital's Good Friday appeal. And we combine a bit of footy around it and help, of course, raise some outstanding money. The Good Friday fixture has contributed over $1.7 million to the Good Friday appeal since the inaugural match back in 2017. Last year, the match raised over $230,000. And, of course, back in 2023, well, we had a sellout. We're expecting another sellout. It was around 50,000, just shy of that last year, the largest crowd at Marvel Stadium since 2013. There's a real air of anticipation as the fans are mostly outside Marvel Stadium at the moment, around the different pubs and foodery outlets, and are about to make their way in for this great clash. Brett Phillips leading the team, Dwayne Russell with the call a little bit later on. Dermot Brereton to join me in just a few moments. But we're going to, of course, go inside the North Melbourne camp because it is their big day, their big fixture, marquee day on the footy calendar. And their assistant coach, Jed Adcock, has been good enough to join me off the top. Jed, it's a great occasion to be a part of.
It is, yeah, and this is all new for me. So I'm really excited to be a part of it. I've heard a little bit about it in the lead-up, and it's such a great cause. And this is the seventh year now, and hopefully we'll get up to $2 million raised over the 7 years. So that's a great cause.
Give us a bit of a feel for the week. I mean, you've got a game of footy to prepare for, but there's also a few other commitments in this week in terms of, and I think it's not only this week, but in the lead-up in the last couple of weeks of, you know, playing your part with the Royal Children's Hospital.
Yeah, it is. And when you look at it, we're simply just here to play a game of footy, and there's a lot more and a lot bigger stuff going on behind the scenes and what these kids are going through. Our club, and I'm sure Carlton as well, and a lot of organisations do a lot to support this organisation. And I think it's what our club's done and the players and to get around the kids and try and be there for them and just try and make their day special when, you know, they're going through some tough times, and try and put a smile on their face and help wherever they can. So the boys have been doing a fair bit of work. At the same time, got to make sure we still try and win a game of footy and focus on that. So it's been a bit of a juggling act, but they've done it quite well.
Jed, trying to sustain it for a bit longer. I mean, certainly the words of the coach, things are going in the right direction. I think everyone can see it. Universally, the footy world looked at North Melbourne in that first half last week and said, yeah, we like what we're seeing. We like this young midfield group, the way it's coming together, and now just trying to do it for a bit longer in matches.
Yeah, you couldn't couldn't word it any better. We felt even against Giants, and Giants at Giants, and they're in good form, and you know they're right now they're probably the premiership favourite, and we felt like we had some really nice moments against them too. We just couldn't defend them for long enough, and their ball movement was quite slick on the night. Last week, our first half was, once again, I've only been here a short time, but from what you know, people have said, it's the first half we played last week was up there with the best footy they've played at North Melbourne for a long time. So, you know, if we can do that for longer, the thing with AFL footy is that you've got to do it for a long period of time, because if you have 10 minutes off or you have, you know, 20-minute bad quarter, teams can really put you to the sword. And, you know, last week that happened. But that last quarter, we bounced back again and put it back to them. We probably had couple of chances to get right back in, and we just couldn't capitalise inside 50 at the end. So hopefully tonight, you know, against another really strong club, we can come out early and stand with them, and then, you know, hopefully we can play four quarters.
AFL Nation for 4 and 20 Pies, Australia's original fan food, under the roof at Marvel Stadium, North Melbourne and Carlton. We're inside the North Melbourne camp with their assistant coach in Jed Adcock. So gone unchanged at match committee is a little bit of reward for the good things you've seen. I mean, it's always interesting selections that you lose a couple. Do you make a change? Obviously, young Sellers is knocking down the door in the VFL, who played earlier today. Take us through the week with selection.
When you're trying to develop your team and your identity, it's really stability is a really important factor in young teams. And in saying that as well, we want our VFL players to be playing good, consistent footy, not just one week have a good day and then think, oh, okay, I'm going to come in next week. Mm. So there's a bit of you know, two factors to it. We want to make sure we keep trying to reward the guys in the senior team, but at the same time, they've got to make sure they're pulling their weight and playing good footy. Stability is really important, and try and get cohesion amongst the group and not just keep chopping and changing two or three changes every week, because that can be really hard to get that chemistry going. We want our VFL team to make sure they're playing strong footy and forcing their way in at the same time.
Jed, this young, you know, talent, so Dersmer and McKercher were being exposed to Wardlaw last year, but he obviously had the injuries, rising star, and his 10th game. Sheasel's been pretty much a star from day one in the competition.
Yep.
Scott, and you're sort of moulding those who have been in the system 12 months, and I imagine they're a great beneficiary to those first couple of names I mentioned, Dersmer, McKercher, and now trying to form the nucleus for the long term.
Yeah, I guess so. And we've got some kids at VFL. You've got Riley Hardiman, who's been doing some really nice things. Big Goody, who's probably, you know, a young developing ruckman, and he's about 208 centimetres, I think, and I think he might even be still growing. But he's lightning quick, and, you know, these guys are going to take a little bit longer to develop. Big Will Dawson, who's a big key defender for us in his first year, but really doing some nice things as well. So, you know, we do have, you know, you can argue we've got some really good young talent on the list. And we've actually got, you know, through that mid-20s in Simpkin and those guys, Larky, Zerha, Paul Curtis, those guys are really developing nicely too and coming along. We just need to make sure we try and, as I said earlier, try and keep the team as stable as possible, get cohesion, play good footy, and keep just trying to play the way that we want to play and not react too much to what the opposition are doing. We know it might take time, but we feel like that, you know, our best footy, and I think we showed that last week, and even patches against Giants, our good best footy is really good. We just got to be able to do it for longer.
Is it good to be in a position where you haven't got a lot of time to think about it with the break coming into this game? And Carlton have 2 weeks. I mean, is there any benefit to, you know, being a bit fresher? It's a weird time for Carlton to have a bye in the early part of the season. Is it, what do you make of all that?
It is a little bit different. They wouldn't have, I think they talked about they've tried to prep, you know, for the two or three games that to play then with the bye. But I don't know, I'm thinking back when I was a player, 6 days, it's actually not, 6 days is not a bad break to have, because you, as you said, you're forced to, all right, got to get it back in recovery, got to move on really quickly to the next game. 15 days can drag out, but at the same time, they, you know, come to the last quarter, are they going to be fresher? We'll wait and see, I guess. Hopefully we don't have to be in a position to worry about that, and we're far enough ahead, but it's definitely a new one, where most teams haven't had a bye at round 3 or 2. So we'll wait and see how all that plays out.
So just on the Blues today, obviously, you know, the linchpin of their team, Mackay, Curnow, gee, if they get good ball supply, it's tough to defend those guys one-on-one. What, just give us a feel for how you're plotting the Blues today.
I think, as you said, like if the ball's coming through pretty slick, as it was, you know, round one with Giants at time, round two with Freo in that third quarter, if it's coming through slick, no matter who you're defending, it's going to be hard. When you've got, you know, two of the big premier forwards in the competition, the last two Coleman medalists, really, we know we've got our work cut out, but you know, hopefully the plan that we've got in place will work. We know they're going to kick some goals at some point, but hopefully over the long run we can get enough pressure up here through our mids and forwards that it's not quick and we can try and get set as quick as possible. You know, they get their other book back in Wiedering, so at each end they're really strong, and we know their midfield with a Brownlow medalist and some really big bodies in there. We got our work cut out, but you know, we'll continue to back our system in, as I said.
Jed, Dermot Burton here.
Hey, Dermy.
How you going, mate?
Oh, thanks.
Excellent. Having seen Alistair at close quarters at his former club, where's his mindset at with this group? Because there's an element of let's not belt these blokes around. If they lose X amount in a row, you know, that old cliche of don't let them off the hook. And then there's also the aspect of let's nurture them, let's tell them that you know, make feel comfortable about themselves. They're playing some good footy, and then there are moments where they let themselves down. Where does Alistair sit in the slap or the cuddle mentality with this group?
No, I think there's a bit of both in there, Derm, and I think there has to be. We've got standards, and they're high standards like any other footy club, and if they're not getting met, they'll make, you know, we'll make sure that we pull them up and get to that point where they are met. But at the same time, we understand that there will be potentially more mistakes with a younger group, and we do have to nurture them a bit more and understand that mistakes will happen, and you know, we'll learn from them and be able to grow and move on. But so I think Clarko, and saying that I've been obviously with Chris Fagan for the last 7 years as well, and similar philosophy around, you know, we want to stay really positive and focus on the things that we're doing really well, but we've got to make sure that our standards are high at the same time.
So as you said, you've seen Fags. Clarko, has he come anywhere near to one of his famous sprays? And were you within earshot?
Oh, I was in the box in one of them the other day. So,
does he give it to the rest of the cohort in the coaching box?
Maybe not yet, because we're only quite new. But I reckon give us another few weeks, there might be a couple behind closed doors.
Felt it coming?
Not. I've seen a couple of smacks on the table. That's about it. No, it's all pretty. Pretty nice at the moment, but we'll wait and see how the year goes on with that one.
And so it is a little fascinating, because he is already people are talking about him as if he's going to go down as a legendary coach. So what do you learn in the box from him? What have you seen? You go, gee, if I keep progressing as a line coach and I've got my own aspiration, what do you learn from him in the box?
Well, what I've learned from the two different coaches I've had is Fags has gone, that Fags is the real positive, always see the good. Which is such a great strength of his, and especially where Brisbane had come from and where they were at that time to now where they are now. They haven't quite gone. Had a great start to the year in terms of win-loss. Clarko really looks at the game really differently and challenges us to keep trying to find the new. What's next? You know, how can we do things a different way and get ahead of the game? So just trying to continue to develop yourself and challenge yourself in the way you see the game and look at the game. So that's the same in the box, you know. All right, can we do something different now? How can we get back on top if, like last week in quarter three when Freo were getting away, what levers do we have to pull? So it's just constantly trying to find different ways to get better.
Yep. Huge day. We expect to sell out here, North Melbourne, their marquee match, and looking forward to seeing the young talent running around, and hopefully we get a great contest. Thanks, Jed. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Jed Adcock, assistant coach at the Kangaroos, off the top here on AFL Nation, and a big crowd building. Great to have Dermot Brereton alongside me, of course, our expert for MEGT. Let MEGT help you build a winning team. from the Gabba last night to Marvel today. Damn, you're very much front and centre of the Easter round.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, oh, but you blokes do them remotely, these call them off screens. No, we were there.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a, that's probably the furthest I've had to travel to game to game, to front up. There are cliches and there are platitudes. I'm genuinely interested to watch North Melbourne today. Mm. I really do want to see how they're progressing, because what I saw in the game coverage last week, they were fantastic until it fell apart.
Yeah.
Now, the next level on top of that is how long can they be that fantastic for? Mm. And that's what I was asking about Jed about just recently then, was when do you change from the going all right, the boys, to gee, it's fallen apart, what do we tell them? What do we... Yeah, so there's that balancing act. I'm genuinely excited to watch North Melbourne and see how they've made progress, because I thought they were really, really good last week in the first half.
Yeah, the passages of play that worked last week...
Worked
and
really
is,
well.
And this is a ground when you can really go on this ground. Slick deck, you can move the ball quickly, you take that inside option, you know, that run and carry, that overlap, and be a little daring. I think that's what we want them to keep doing, don't we, Derm? I mean, they're going to make some mistakes in the execution and the decision-making, but we don't want them to go into their shell.
So what we don't want to see... The first thing I'm looking at North Melbourne, and this is... We've spoken of it recently because teams have been out of form, you know. Collingwood was 0-3, and Brisbane now find themselves the same. The checklist.
Yep.
Are all players giving all their commitment at every moment that they are required? Mm. And the one thing we don't want to see is... young players being let off the hook who start to pick and choose when they go. Didn't see it last week, which is awesome. Now, they've got a couple of, and I don't think it's any surprise we say someone like Jaden Stevenson, super talent. But there have been times he's chosen when he wants to really slip himself, and he's chosen when he's when he thought, we'll think, this is not my moment, I'll just back out of this one. So we need to see an unreserved commitment from all North Melbourne players. And I think they're going and heading in that way and starting to look really good in that fashion. So, yeah, liking what I've seen, want to see them with the naked eye for the first time this year.
Kangaroos unchanged. We're waiting the subs, so Greenwood, Shields, Drury are the emergencies. The both teams have had a little run out on the deck, of course, for Ream, except nothing less than Australia's best. And SEN Sync, if you haven't... got involved, it's pretty easy. Sync your TV, watch the game whilst listening to us, the AFL Nation commentary team. It's available on the SCN app in partnership with Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. Turn that TV down, get us blaring, and match us up with the pictures, and you can't go wrong, Derm.
It's funny, I've been doing this for a long time now, retired in the mid-late 90s, started in the late 90s calling radio and TV. And back in the days of talkback radio, the amount of people who would say, we press pause for the 3, 4, 5 seconds and we listen to the, and then let it go again, and then we listen to the radio so it's in sync with it. You don't have to worry about that now. No. But the amount of people, even back in those days, who liked the radio call above the TV. Now, I'm probably doing myself out of a job here with Foxtel as well. But, yeah, because they've got wonderful callers. But it is something which some people like to do. So you've got the option, and it's a lot easier made now.
It's interesting. I think back to the days of just being a fan in the outer and you know, people carrying around the old transistor radio.
Yeah.
People used to love having that glued. I used to love just having the natural sound of the games. Everyone goes about it a little bit differently. In fact, I think the ground that I remember was Geelong. They loved having...
there was radios everywhere.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere, in the thermos. The cold day down at the Cattery.
I tell you what, the old Cattery, God love them. There was that wire cage thing that you walked up and slightly down off the ground. And, yeah, if there was an act that went, you know, if somebody got bumped heavily or something like that, tackled hard, or there was a bit of play which infuriated the locals, you'd get a little bit of spittle coming over the top through that cage as you were. They were probably the worst at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where I live.
Back in the day.
I live in that space, the suburban grounds and the footy in the 80s and the 90s. So you come off last night, obviously a lot of dissection on SEN today. Collingwood get their season with the pulse. Fascinating game, wasn't it? I mean, they get out of the blocks so well. we got to half time, and I think everyone's thinking, gee, they might have fired their best shot here. The Pies run out of steam. Bit of momentum with Brisbane. Collingwood get that back and then hold that advantage in the last quarter. So they had a hell of a lot to play for. So in the aftermath and now a bit more time to digest it all on the flight back, what are the thoughts running through your mind about where Collingwood's placed and where Brisbane are placed?
I don't think there's any real worry for either of them. You want to win games, but 99.9% of games is won by one team or the other, so somebody has to lose. I reckon Collingwood will be fine now. They've opened the account. Mm. They're not as good as they were last year, but I can see that they can recapture that sometime in the near future. I thought Craig McRae coached really, really well. DeGoey was on fire first quarter. He gave them the stiff arm, the straight arm, got away from traffic.
Yep.
And then they Fagan put Dunkley to him thereafter and just quelled him. I mean, didn't totally shut him out, but quelled him. There was none of that stiff arm and then I'm running forward with the ball and I decide where it goes. Anything that Jordan got thereafter was under extreme pressure by a big physical man presence of Dunkley who just upset the apple cart.
Yep.
And then they looked with Pendlebury to the outside on the back flank Dacos was coming outside from outside of the square as well a lot of the time. They just started to look really thin. And Crisp was on interchange. So when Crisp came on, I thought I won't say he swung the game, but he certainly nailed it shut. He was fantastic. And Fagan's ability to do that, but then I thought was a good coaching position. And then McRae had the know-how to actually say to Jordan to go in. I watched him in binoculars, and sometimes that's why we sometimes have two special comments, because you take your eyes off the play, and I just watched Jordan DeGoey.
Yep.
Put him in the frame, and he wasn't looking to be the outlet player, the player that the ball gets hit to at the stoppage. He started to go to one of any number of Lockie Schultz, Jamie Elliott, several other players. He started to go to their opponent, put a body block on them,
yep,
and just sacrificed his own game because he knew it sacrificed Dunkley as well. So if he was the one player who could take care of two Brisbane players at stoppage, that's good. And one of the rare times I've seen, just on a purely numbers, and I look at the numbers in statistics to verify what I'm seeing. And last night in that third quarter, what I saw was 11 different players had clearances for Collingwood at stoppage.
Yep.
The most was two, and there were 10 others who had clearance. So they started to say, well, they're putting all the work into Geordie. Geordie, you sacrifice your game. And he did. I thought he was wonderful the way he put team first and Jordan DeGoey second then.
We've got to slip into break in a sec, but the one that fascinated me last night was John Noble. And thinking back to last year, plays pretty much the bulk of the year and then finds himself out of the team come the final series, misses out on a grand final. People have debated that. You know, obviously he brought great assets, but they determined that some of his weaknesses were maybe going to hurt the team, possibly. Mm. But you know, his ability to transition the ball, get those ground balls, you know, take the sort of 45 kick. I mean, those guys you want. There's a little bit of, you know, risk and reward in terms of they might be coming back at various times, but it just added your way him up. I mean, he's obviously a lot driving him to make sure that he stays in this team this year and doesn't miss out again.
I thought they... bravery out of the back line. Sometimes they just got silly with their ball usage, thinking the opposition will not be able to run us down. The opposition will not knock down or hunt down this ball that we're carrying or intercept this kick we go into the centre of the ground. And I think they kind of went into their shell a little bit in recent weeks and stopped running because they were a bit disjointed down back. But with Noble in there, he just said, bugger that, I'm taking the game on. And it was his foot speed out of the back line, I thought, gave them the ascendancy for ball movement in the first quarter especially. And when you look at it, that was pivotal in the way that the game played out. That early jump lead was, yeah, a little bit more than that was the final margin, but that was pivotal. So I thought he was a really good... No, he's not going anywhere next week.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in the team.
Absolutely. 14-8-92, the Pies. Brisbane 10-12-72 last night. Still to come in our build-up here on Good Friday, we'll go inside the Carlton camp with their assistant coach, Tim Clark. Our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Beaumont's massive bathroom wear sale is on right now. And before you dig, of course, lodge a free inquiry online. We're standing by for the subs here. Of course, the ins for Carlton today, the big men down back in Marchbank and Wietering. And Elijah Hollands, of course, gets his first run in a Blues jumper. He's had a great pre-season. We'll dissect all of that in the build-up. Big crowd building. It's going to be a sellout on Good Friday, raising great money for the Good Friday appeal. And the footy as the bonus with Adelaide and Fremantle to come a little bit later on. Plenty to come. Marvel Stadium here on AFL Nation.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
Economy, support local businesses and create jobs right across the country. So let's back Team Australian Made. Look for the products carrying the trusted green and gold kangaroo logo, the true mark of Aussie authenticity. Visit australianmade.com.au to learn more.
OMF.
OMF is celebrating with a big, big spring sale. Get up to 60% off selected modern family and signature mattresses, like our comfy Supportex mattress. 5-zone pocket springs with latex for under $800. Or our cool urban mattress. 7-zone pocket springs with charcoal Kulux for under $1,500. Or the Bathurst Queen Bed, now under $700. For a limited time only at the award-winning...
At Beaumont's, we want to give you more for less. With up to 20% off our outdoor tile range, stretch your budget for that alfresco area. Or update your bathroom and living areas with 25% off most Australian-made floor tiles. Only at Beaumont's.
Fuchs Lubricants is introducing the all-new Fuchs Lubricants small pack range. The new bottles with new labels are easy to choose, easy to use, and easy on the environment. For more information, go to fuchs.com.au. Fuchs Lubricants, moving your world.
The power you demand is here with the DeWalt outdoor range. DeWalt is transforming the landscape with battery-powered outdoor tools and petrol lawnmowers. Purchase a selected 54-volt product or kit from the landscaping range and receive a 6-amp battery via redemption. Head in store or online at guaranteedtough.com.au to see the full range. Find the power you demand with the DeWalt outdoor range. Conditions apply. Offer available until end of January 24. DeWalt. Guaranteed tough.
Let's go Hertz.
Whether you're travelling on business or catching a big game away from home, Hertz has the right car to make any occasion extra special.
Go on something zippy, go electric, or go all out in something fancy. With confidence, with ease, and with all the details taken care of.
Let's go Hertz. Explore the fleet and book in your car at the location that suits you.
Hertz.com.au. Car rental made extra special.
How do you like your chicken? 100% Aussie and RSPCA approved? That's how we like ours at Macca's, and it's what you'll find across our entire menu, like in our new McCrispy burger. Changing for the better, we're on it. Available from 10:30 a.m. at participating restaurants. See our website for details.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
Welcome back to AFL Nation for 4 and 20 pies from Marvel Stadium under the roof on Good Friday. It's become a huge clash, this one between North Melbourne and Carlton, of course, raising some great money. Football does take a back seat on this pretty special day on the AFL calendar. The two clubs coming together to raise money for the Good Friday appeal and help the Royal Children's Hospital continue to provide world-class care to patients and families from Victoria and beyond. Proceeds from the game today, including $5 from every adult ticket sold, and $10 from every family ticket sold go to the Good Friday Appeal to support groundbreaking research, state-of-the-art equipment and technology, family-centred care programs, and attracting and retaining the brightest minds at the Royal Children's Hospital. In fact, since 2017, this fixture has contributed over $1.7 million, and last year's match alone raising over $230,000. So that record crowd of 49,062 will be somewhere around that mark today. Brett Phillips and Dermot Brereton for our pre-game for Beaumont Tiles. It'll be, of course, the call with Dwayne Russell a little bit later on, and Adelaide and Fremantle will follow from the West. A doubleheader on Good Friday. One man that I'm really excited to have a look at today, Dermy, from a Carlton point of view, because we saw what he can do up on the Gold Coast when he did get out on the ground. Of course, he started his career basically injured, took some time to work into that Gold Coast team, had the off-field indiscretion, of course, at the back end of last year, and has come to Carlton. Michael Voss spoke glowingly about him this week in the top three in pre-season, but there's no doubting the talent of Elijah Hollands and what he can do, and we're probably expecting to see him play forward of centre today. He's got his brother in the team as well, and he's a young player with immense talent.
He does have talent, and he has the ability to cover the ground, so both Hollands boys can really run. So what happens when you're at a club and you say, right, what's our charter? And Carlton know that their charter is the ball in contest, and they really focus on that. We've seen Carroll come into the team, and you've got all those Kennedys in there and the captain as well. So they're all bulls at the footy, and you get this accent of what you want to be. Mm. And it's almost, oh, hang on, do we have enough run on the outside? So they've addressed that.
Yep.
Put the two boys together. They drafted their own. And then they pinched the other brother. And, yeah, things didn't go swimmingly for him in the off-season, and it plays into a bit of what the current news of the day is. But let's just concentrate on the footy, and that lad gets his chance today, and we'll be able to see him cover the ground, and he will love playing with his own brother.
So what's your read on Carlton, Dan? Two close wins to start the year, and trying to sort of ascertain the year ahead. I mean, it's such a long year. We're very much in the infancy. I mean, quite strange for a team to play two and then have a bye so early in the season.
It's good.
As Michael Voss has said this week, it actually gave us a bit of a look at the competition, yeah, to see what's trending, how other teams are playing, get a holistic look before we get into the real guts of the season. They get Wietering back, which is huge. Marchbanks had all sorts of injuries, but they love having him in the team when he's available.
It's a huge advantage having two byes and spaced apart. It's almost like kids going to school and there's two school holidays.
Yeah.
You get to plan out your year, and you can attack your year in blocks. What do I think of the competition? Anyone who says that they know totally what's going on in league football, who's doing what, where they're going to finish, you're just making supposition at the moment. The way a lot of and most of the teams are playing right now will be quite different to what they are at round 14, round 15. So you're trying to bank wins. And this great thing, like Collingwood last night, I said,
yep,
they banked a win.
Yep.
They've opened the account. So let's see what transpires from here. Carl, I go by last year's form in the back half of the year. And the two teams who were best performed in the last 14 weeks of the year went 11-3, and Carlton was one of them.
Let's go inside the Carlton camp, doing with their assistant coach, Tim Clark, is down on the boundary line. Tim, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We were just sort of talking about having that early season break after playing a couple of games and then sort of downing tools, so to speak. How have you handled that period, Tim?
Oh, we knew about this this break a couple of months ago when we found out about round zero and then how the start to the year was going to pan out for us. So we planned accordingly. You always take a little break when you get it in footy, but we've been able to get two or three really strong sessions in, to make sure the momentum from our first two games is carried on.
Just on young Elijah Hollands, we're just talking about him, Derm and I, and I mean, we know his talent, high draft pick, and showed some really good signs in the limited games he played up on the Gold Coast dealing with injuries. But Michael Voss spoke glowingly during the week of, I suppose, the respect he's earned from the playing group here with the way he's gone about the pre-season.
Yeah, Elijah's, I was lucky enough to work with him when I was up at the Suns, and he's a really good kid, he's from a good family, and when he turned up, he just put his head down and he worked really hard, and he was part of the midfield group and the forward group at different stages because he moves between both positions, and he trained as hard as anyone, and he would have been one of our standout performers over the preseason, and that's why after missing a couple of games, he's been able to fight back straight back into the side.
Timmy Dermott here, how are you, mate? Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Dan.
We know that if clubs lose, a football club, it's still a great place to be, but it can be down in the mood. You can just sense and feel the mood. Without talking about it, football clubs can be absolutely elevated spaces when you're winning. Tell us what it is like to be in and around the Carlton Football Club right at this point in time.
Inside the footy club, it's quite level, and the leadership's done a lot of work on doing that. And when you work at one of the big clubs, you realise the amount of support that's out there, the amount of interest that is in us as a club, in our players. It's huge, but internally you wouldn't know that. And whether it's that we're going well on the field or we're not getting the wins or the desired outcome, everything's pretty even inside. But we've got great leadership at the club at the moment from the president, Lukey Sayers, and Vossi, Brad Lloyd, Cookie. They do a great job in making sure the main thing's the main thing.
Can I ask about Caleb Marchbank? You know, you said you saw young Elijah up at the Suns. I saw Caleb at the Giants, and he's a tremendous player. Long term, what position will he be? What will he fill, and what do you expect him to get to?
Last year when he came into the side, our team looked really strong when we had Weeders taking the bigger forward, and then he would take the second key. And depending on what the opposition throw at us, we might need to bring in another key position player. We've got Kemp, we've got Young, who aren't playing today but played in the VFL. If we need to bring in other players, we can. But I would see him playing on the second key forward or potentially the third, depending on what the team looks at.
And he's a pretty good, what people don't understand, he's an exceptional overhead mark himself, but probably we haven't seen that for an elongated period of time, have we?
Yeah, he's got a really balanced game, Archie. He's very good overhead. He runs really well. He makes really smart decisions, and we feel that he complements our defence really well for the side, and that's why we're pretty keen to get him back in the side. And to have Weeders alongside him today really stiffens us up defensively, so we're wrapped to have one of our main leaders back in the game.
I know you won't want to give away the sleight of hand type secrets, but how do you visualise the two big key forwards playing? Do they play either side of the ground? Do they play on different level layers up the ground, one behind the other? Do they cantilever? What do you really want to get out of them?
They've done a lot of work over the summer and even last year with Ash Hansen, Jordan Russell, our forwards coach. They've done a stack of work about their connection and understanding when it's one player's turn to lead at the ball and the other one can sort of move in behind him. There's a lot of work they've done on that. Different stages they will be on either side of the ground, but sometimes you will see them on the one side competing for the one ball, and ideally that's not too often. But they're connecting. It's going to look different at most forward 50 entries, Derm, but we know that if we can get enough inside 50s today, we think those guys will pose a real threat to North.
Because both of those key forwards could command a forward line by themselves with just five support players or four support players. So it does sometimes look like they are both the numero uno, and they... Yeah, it's not cannibalised, but they almost want to go to the same footy.
Yeah, they do. They had some games last year where they realised one of them was on a really good matchup and was drawing the footy and just was on. And, you know, you would have had games when you felt that the ball was coming to you well. And they isolate each other in those situations. And that's all about connection, understanding when it's your turn and when you need to be a good teammate and get out of the way. And the beauty is they both love playing with each other. They just got great energy. They love playing in the forward line, and hopefully we can see some of that today.
That happened every week for me, mate, but they kept kicking it. They kept kicking it to Pig. Timmy, thanks for chatting to us. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Clark, assistant coach, been in the assistant coaching game for quite some time, of course, alongside Michael Voss.
Champion
in
bloke.
The coaches' box, yeah.
Champion bloke. People look at various assistant coaches, and Timmy probably would look at himself now and say, yep, this is my lot. Mm. I'm good at what I do here. I don't know if I'll ever get a senior coaching job, but he's always going to be in demand as a line coach because he's just a wonderful, a ripping citizen and knows the game inside out.
It's fascinating how far we've come, Dern, from when you played, when it was maybe the coach, maybe the reserves coach. He had a chairman of selectors.
Yep.
Now we've got line coaches, development coaches, and we know the senior coach role would vary across the 18 clubs, but it's more that sort of bigger manager type role, managing the coaches and then having that sort of holistic approach.
It's fantastic what they have at their disposal now, the players, in terms of those point of contact people, coaches who will give them the direction where they need. Mm. It actually puts a feather in the cap of the olden day coach who you went to for counselling on
anything
and everything. Yes. And I mean everything. Yeah. And he would do his utmost best to steer you right. And most times, 9 times out of 10, he got it right.
So now it's a scenario where you could have a much closer relationship with your line coach than the senior coach, who's obviously got to get around to everyone.
I'd imagine that'd be the case. But ultimately, it's like being, I would say, on the floor, and you've got your middle management. You're answerable to them every day. But if the big boss walks in, you jump, and you just say, "How high do you want me to jump?" When the big boss comes in, but you're answering every day to the middle management, which is the line coach.
No doubt. Subs today: North Melbourne, Eddie Fawn, Orazio Fantasia will be the sub for Carlton. Both teams, of course, out on the deck for Ream. Australia's number one in hot water, just going through their preliminaries at the moment. We've chatted to Jed Adcock and Tim Clark inside the two camps. So Marchbank, Wietering and Hollands, the inclusions for Carlton today for Young, Kemp and Cunningham, and North Melbourne unchanged. So Greenwood, Shields and Drury, the emergencies for North Melbourne. Binns, Pitternet and Young will be the emergencies for the Blues. If we think back to this game last year, it was pretty much even to half time. Carlton pulled away, won by 23 in the end, but they certainly weren't convincing.
Yeah.
North Melbourne are a better team a year on, so it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, the Kangaroos.
Carlton didn't click until round 12,
correct.
13.
Correct.
The good old Hawks played them into form at the MCG, and they never looked back.
Well, the Gold Coast played a fair part as well. I remember sitting there that day thinking how big this game was for the Gold Coast. They just won the two games in Darwin.
That's right.
They were playing Hawthorn the following week up at Metricon. They would have gone 9-7 in one quarter. Mm. Changed the whole story of the tape for Michael Voss and Stuart Jew.
Yeah, and as I said, from round 13, they were one of only two teams who won 11-3. Mm. 11 wins, 3 losses, Carlton. So I do subscribe to that theory, and that is the way you finish off the season. That is who you are.
Yeah.
And Carlton were good against Brisbane on Brisbane's home deck, but they couldn't stop them in the end. But they took them to task in the first quarter, kicking, I think, 5 unanswered. So that told me that they weren't that far off the mark to be the best team. And I think most of us would look at the Giants now, who was the other team who won 11 and only lost 3 out of the last 14 games. What were Collingwood? I think they were 8-5. But they came good at the right time. The Lions were 9-4. So the Giants, I think, have taken that next mini step up. Carlton, we just need more verification. They just need to frank that form of last year, and so far they have.
Yep.
We'd like to see it see them get really tested, and then we can say, yep, they are that team of the second half of last year.
And the Carlton AFL playing group today auctioning off their own items to raise money for the Good Friday Appeal. You can visit the Carlton Shop auctions now to bid on some special items, all proceeds going to this significant cause. We'll take a break, AFL Nation. We're getting closer to the bounce. North Melbourne and the Mighty Blues on this Good Friday.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
When Macca's decided to drop the McCrispy burger with 100% Aussie chicken, a soft glazed bun, crunchy lettuce and a new signature sauce, they thought, straight to the permanent menu you go. The McCrispy, Macca's next big thing. Available after 10:38.
For the products carrying the trusted green and gold kangaroo logo, the true mark of Aussie authenticity. Visit australianmade.com.au to learn more.
OMF.
OMF is celebrating with a big, big spring sale. Get up to 60% off selected modern family and signature mattresses, like our comfy Supportex mattress. 5-zone pocket springs with latex for under $800. Or our cool Urban mattress. 7-zone pocket springs with charcoal Kulux for under $1,500. Or the Bathurst queen bed, now under $700. For a limited time only at the award-winning...
At Beaumonts, we want to give you more for less. With up to 20% off our outdoor tile range, stretch your budget for that alfresco area. Or update your bathroom and living areas with 25% off most Australian-made floor tiles. Only at Beaumonts.
Fuchs Lubricants is introducing the all-new Fuchs Lubricants small pack range. The new bottles with new labels are easy to choose, easy to use, and easy on the environment. For more information, go to fuchs.com.au. Fuchs Lubricants, moving your world.
The power you demand is here with the DeWalt Outdoor Range. DeWalt is transforming the landscape with battery-powered outdoor tools and petrol lawnmowers. Purchase a selected 54-volt product or kit from the landscaping range and receive a 6-amp battery via redemption. Head in-store or online at guaranteedtough.com.au to see the full range. Find the power you demand with the DeWalt Outdoor Range. Conditions apply. Offer available until end of January 24. DeWalt. Guaranteed tough.
Let's go Hertz.
Whether you're travelling on business or catching a big game away from home, Hertz has the right car to make any occasion extra special.
Go on something zippy, go electric, or go all out in something fancy. With confidence, with ease, and with all the details taken care of.
Let's go Hertz. Explore the fleet and book in your car at the location that suits you.
Hertz.com.au. Car rental made extra special.
How do you like your chicken? 100% Aussie and RSPCA approved? That's how we like ours at Macca's, and it's what you'll find across our entire menu, like in our new McCrispy burger. Changing for the better, we're on it. Available from 10:30 a.m. at participating restaurants. See our website for details.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
A national sports update for NAB, experts in fast home loan approvals.
T&C's fees, charges, eligibility and lending criteria apply.
And Universities Australia. Universities matter because of what matters to us, like better cures and treatments. Visit universitiesmatter.edu.au.
Building up to the Roos and the Blues inside half an hour here at Marvel Stadium on this big day on the footy calendar on Good Friday. Just confirming the two subs for North Melbourne. It'll be Eddie Ford, and for Carlton it'll be Orazio Fantasia as the two subs this afternoon. North Melbourne unchanged. It is Marchbank, Hollands and Wietering in. Of course, Jacob Wietering, the big one, back from the calf injury during the pre-season for Lewis Young, Brodie Kemp, who are omitted, and David Cunningham injured. The Blues changes today. The full sign, full house sign. The top deck is always a really, really good sign. It's an extraordinary venue, this, isn't it? I mean, there's the most picture-perfect day, Derm, outside, if you were coming to the ground, and then we go in under the roof, and we've got no idea what's happening in the broader world outside of the four walls we're looking at.
So I drove in, as you know, came home from Brisbane, and had to drive up the Monash Freeway, and there was a big prang there and pushed me very close to on-air time. But I'll tell you one thing. As you drive up the little street, Warrangery Way, I think it is, or I'm not too sure what the side street's called. Could even be the bottom of Bourke Street. Those pubs are packed.
Yeah.
Chockers. It's going to be a little bit like a Friday night game. I know it's an afternoon game, twilight-ish, where they come in 10 minutes before the first bounce. So I think we're going to get a massive rush just as we... you settle into your seats to watch the game.
Yeah, it's a far cry from the day when you had a curtain raiser to come and have a look at them. And as a supporter, I always thought I'd at least want to see half of the reserves. You'd want to get there by 12, 12.30 when the games used to be at, you know, 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Some people will tell us it's not feasible to do that anymore, but even as a kid, I'm Barrett for the Magpies, even as a kid, I would go to the footy and I'd leave home at 9 a.m., catch the train from Frankston to go to Victoria Park, the MCG or wherever, and you'd watch a minimum of half the reserves, and you formed a little bit of an alliance with... and a fondness for some players before they'd even played a game. I remember seeing Ricky Barham play reserves football, and then he started on the bench one day and he came on late, and the next week he came on, they picked him in the team, and I think he kicked five goals from the wing, could have been four, in his first game. So you feel like you'd bonded with that player. So I loved watching reserves footy, and as I said, there are some people who tell us it's just not feasible anymore. They have to warm up on the ground. We warmed up in the sheds, and we probably did made less injuries than a lot of the guys do now.
Well, I still think there's room for it, Dermy, somewhere. We've got to bring it back in some way, shape or form, I think.
There's a trivia question going around many, many years ago. Like we're talking 70 years ago. A curtain raiser to some games in VFL back in those days used to be a mini baseball game out on the field.
Yeah.
And that's a trivia question. So they have had various forms. somebody had the Krusty Demons doing something a few years ago on the motorbikes. Yeah, so, a little bit of pre-game entertainment wouldn't go astray. We see a few things that they attempt to do. And today's a great cause as well, so we're... packing in here, trying to raise money for the Royal Children's Hospital.
Yeah, you can certainly donate to the Good Friday Appeal going right throughout the day, trying to get to the 2 million mark. This game alone, 1.7 million, it has raised since 2017, which is absolutely outstanding. Just a quick word, Doom, while we've got a minute before the break. It's a huge game tonight, isn't it? Frio at home, looking to really consolidate, get out to 3-0, win their home games early. And Adelaide, I mean, 0-3 isn't a disaster, but so much more expectation on them this year to go that extra step.
Yeah, so we to use one of Jared's words, we are catastrophising about certain teams when they are 0-3 or no wins or 1-5, that type of thing. But... there are various elements in a football team's growth where you want to see the improvement, and it isn't always reflected in wins and losses. That's the industry we're in. It's a wins-loss industry. But if you've got the medium-term to long picture in plan, you're looking for little wins along the way, and it might not be reflected the way that some supporters want to see it, and that is, which I've been... at pains to try and explain to some of my Hawthorn mates during the week who are impatient. But so there you go. There were 8 games last week. 7 of them ostensibly were won by the team that was mature. The average age was more mature than the lower team. So it was only St Kilda knocked over Collingwood, and there were 2 other teams where it was like 24 and 125 days average to 24 and 115 days average. So they were just line ball, and that was the Suns' loss. And the Sydney Swans were a matter of days younger than Essendon. So the older teams are having their way with experience. Yeah.
No doubt. We'll get a break in. We're not too far away. The teams are about to make their way out onto Marvel Stadium. Dwayne Russell will be joining us for the call. Our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles. Beaumont's massive bathroomware sale is on right now. And before you dig, lodge a free inquiry online. North Melbourne and Carlton, Good Friday coming up on AFL Nation.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
When Macca's decided to drop the McCrispy burger with 100% Aussie chicken, a soft glazed bun, crunchy lettuce and a new signature sauce, they thought, straight to the permanent menu you go. The McCrispy, Macca's next big thing. Available after 10:30 a.m.
Experience the green and gold kangaroo logo, the true mark of Aussie authenticity. Visit australianmade.com.au to learn more.
OMF.
OMF is celebrating with a big, big spring sale. Get up to 60% off selected modern family and signature mattresses, like our comfy Supportex mattress. 5-zone pocket springs with latex for under $800. OMF. Or our cool Urban mattress. 7-zone pocket springs with charcoal Kulux for under $1,500. Or the Bathurst queen bed, now under $700. For a limited time only at the award-winning OMF.
At Beaumonts, we want to give you more for less. With up to 20% off our outdoor tile range, stretch your budget for that alfresco area. Or update your bathroom and living areas with 25% off most Australian-made floor tiles. Only at Beaumonts.
Fuchs Lubricants is introducing the all-new Fuchs Lubricants small pack range. The new bottles with new labels are easy to choose, easy to use, and easy on the environment. For more information, go to fuchs.com.au. Fuchs Lubricants, moving your world.
The power you demand is here with the DeWalt Outdoor Range. DeWalt is transforming the landscape with battery-powered outdoor tools and petrol lawnmowers. Purchase a selected 54-volt product or kit from the landscaping range and receive a 6-amp battery via redemption. Head in-store or online at guaranteedtough.com.au to see the full range. Find the power you demand with the DeWalt Outdoor Range. Conditions apply. Offer available until end of January 24. DeWalt. Guaranteed tough.
Let's go Hertz.
Whether you're travelling on business or catching a big game away from home, Hertz has the right car to make any occasion extra special.
Go on something zippy, go electric, or go all out in something fancy. With confidence, with ease, and with all the details taken care of.
Let's go Hertz. Explore the fleet and book in your car at the location that suits you.
Hertz.com.au. Car rental made extra special.
Hertz, let's go.
How do you like your chicken? 100% Aussie and RSPCA approved? That's how we like ours at Macca's, and it's what you'll find across our entire menu, like in our new McCrispy burger. Changing for the better, we're on it. Available from 10:30 a.m. at participating restaurants. See our website for details.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
Exactly what Dermy's tucking into, a beautiful 4 and 20. Great to have them on board with us here on AFL Nation. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie. Umpires making their way out onto the ground. We'll have, of course, the joint banner for the two teams to run through. The Good Friday Super Clash. You can donate now, of course, to the great Good Friday appeal. And this clash, of course, was launched all the way back in 2017. And I think if we go back many years, Doom, we were sort of comfortable, you know, having a day off, if you like, in footy. But
there
now
was a fair bit of resistance against, you know, from some quarters.
Yeah,
about
I think we sort of got
footy.
Used to it.
Yeah.
But now it feels good, doesn't it? Because yes, the Good Friday appeal is the central focus, and footy plays its part like it does with so many great causes across the year.
Well, it does more good than it does hurting the people who suggest that there shouldn't be any form of entertainment or on a Good Friday for religious beliefs. But I think the good we can achieve through displaying a football match far outweighs any of those other arguments.
George Wardlaw, I go back to the first game I saw him play here last year, and I think he had more tackles than possessions, which is the big part of his DNA. And he had, obviously, you know, injuries last year and getting used to the rigours, but we just knew from day one, Derm, he's cut from the old sort of cloth, just puts his head over the ball, goes and earns his own footy and gets the rising star during the week, tackles, pressure acts, and now he's playing more game time as his body has allowed him to, you know, be part of
it was funny
the grind of footy out there.
It was Brett Ratton who gave him the first opportunity. Alistair made him really wait in the Magoos and and bide his time there. But you called him old-fashioned. Imagine being someone from, I don't know who does North Melbourne, or whether they're all individuals, Nike or Adidas or Puma, going, George, what colour boots would you like? Black. We don't have them. Yeah, but I'm only wearing black. We've got green ones, orange ones, pink ones, blue ones. Pick some of them. No, I want black. You're just so annoying, so difficult to deal with, George. But he's setting himself up to be a long-term shin boner. The way he goes about it, he's got that cut about him. He's unrelenting. Yeah, he is a classic. He's a junior shin boner, if ever there was one.
He is a beauty. A must watch. And if they can certainly keep this group together. We've seen Dersmer and McKercher come in to add to this midfield mix. And Harry Sheasel has been a star from day one. Takes time, obviously, to build a premiership team. But if everyone can see that there's some real light, and that's the key thing, isn't it? I mean, you know, like a Cam Zerha, obviously, is someone that is attracting interest here, there and everywhere, but everyone needing to buy in and just see that there is a bright future.
So that's what I was saying before when I was talking about the support groups and the Hawthorn people that I've spoken to this year, this week. Just, you have to be patient. I know that you love your football team and you want to see success. We all do. And if you saw a little bit of it last year, doesn't mean you're going to automatically get a little bit more than that this year. People don't give them up. People don't give up a loss to you so you can keep growing. You've got to earn it, and you have to keep earning it. So, yeah, it's not... it just doesn't automatically keep going in your direction. There's blips on the radar that go against the trend, but you've got to pick up and understand the sport and look for the areas where you say, that's real improvement. That is an investment in the future. And then you've also got to treat it with reality. There are players out in this North Melbourne team today, and they're a very desperately young team.
Yeah.
But there are players out there now who you probably look at and say, yeah, reasonably good player. They're not in their first finals team, whether it's 3 years' time, 4 years' time, or 2 years' time. Mm. They won't be in that team. So the build isn't complete. I'm sure that Alistair Clarkson and his cohort of coaches don't sit back and go, right, this is it, let's let them grow up together now. They still haven't got the complete list that they want, and that will be moving pretty well at most stages. I think I'm on record as saying I think the only club that would actually say this is what we wanted and we've got it is the Giants. They're the only team that have a complete build right at this point in time. Everybody else wants for something. So understand where your team is. I thought it was, if I was a North Melbourne supporter, I'd have been so pleased with my team last week. How good they were. They showed that when they were applied and they went deep into the game and really took it to a much more highly fancied opponent, they just couldn't see out the game. So try and understand that. And what you're looking for is, hey, let's get somewhere into the fourth quarter. And if we get knocked over thereafter in the last 15 minutes, it'll hurt, and we don't want it to happen.
Yep.
But understand that that is improvement. So understand where your team is, and don't be impatient, because if you get impatient, you'll make rash decisions. And we've seen historically over the last two decades, we've seen teams make those rash decisions and it puts them back a couple of years.
It does. Hopefully we get to see it a bit longer, Dermy, today, because they were terrific. Strong clearance work last week. Speed. They were slick out of defence. Hopefully they can go a bit longer. We're going to take our final break. The bounce is coming up. Dwayne Russell's going to join me for the call. He's come armed.
Wow.
Dermy's got everything ready to go.
People
on
don't
his side
believe
of the
me
desk.
When I say Dwayne Russell comes armed, he brings chocolate bars, Red Bull, Monster cans.
Love the gift shop here.
Oh, look, he's
ready.
He looks like a walking 7-Eleven store. The only thing he doesn't bring is Fisherman's Friend.
Yes. Or Turkish Delights for you, Dan.
Yeah, you know you wouldn't get them.
More of that voice coming up after the break. North Melbourne and Carlton on Good Friday here on AFL Nation, not far away.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
When Macca's decided to drop the McCrispy burger with 100% Aussie chicken, a soft glazed bun,